opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Make sure y'all bring something back for my boy Tyler. He looks sad, man. He looks like he is going to be sick all day long listening to y'all.
Already got it, Tyler.
Oh,
already
What a guy.
Hold on. Let me check that out. I already have an idea of what I'm getting out. I have not. I'm going to send you pictures for you to take your pick.
Okay. Okay.
Better not lie.
Yeah. Hey, man, I got a hell of a clearance over here. Tyler, it's got your name on it, man. I'm telling you, man, it's a nice golf
I'm good
search.
With you finding I'm some not, deals.
I'm telling you, Tyler, they got a nice grit. They got a nice golf shirt with the golf club on it, and it's Adidas. It's $14. I'm telling you, it's
all
your
right.
name on it.
All
got
right.
your name
I'll
on
I'll Venmo
it.
You.
I don't need to Venmo it. It's a gift.
Oh.
Under $15. I got you.
Okay. All right.
I don't need that back.
Under $15 around here, boy. Yeah, I think we can get you a glass with a logo etched into it or something.
Oh.
Bring you a beer mug, Bob.
There we go.
All
right. Somebody said it's a wonder his drunk ass showed. I'm sober, I think, probably. I won't be this evening, and I definitely won't be while I'm listening to my favorite afternoon drive show. You're listening to KILT AM, KILT FM, HD2 Houston, and Odyssey Sports Station. Go enjoy your screwed up Friday. But right now, The Drive is live.
That's right. The Drive is live, and we are live here in Traverse City, Michigan, enjoying ourselves and doing the show live from The Grill, as we are also here at Grand Traverse Resort and Spa. And it's been a great time here, and we are obviously exploring everything that it has to offer here, and so should you guys. Listen, everything we've experienced from right off the bat, you can go up to Bush, you can go up to the airport, and I'm telling you, it's just over 2 hours. Just over 2 hours, you get right on, and people were coming now. That flight was full, and you can get right on air from Houston and hit right to the very, very convenient airport they have, and then get right on the golf course. I mean, it is a beautiful spot. Clint, I'll give it to you, man. That Tyler, it getting dark about 10 o'clock, and you get a tee time at 6:10.
Little twilight action.
Oh, man, and it stayed. The light, it was good, and it wasn't no heat out here,
Tyler,
baby.
Tyler,
it was 70 degrees.
It's twilight golf on steroids, man.
Oh,
we were
that's
on
beautiful.
We were on the course at 9:30, 9:40 last night.
That's lovely. The heat alone.
And, oh,
like I could have played one more hole. I think Boss Man tapped out. He said, all right, he real loud after he putted his ball in. Hey, y'all ready to go?
I think personally everybody tapped out because they knew I
could have played one more.
End.
I could have played one more. Maybe.
I think they knew I had reached the end. Hey, Tyler, we got in a situation. We finished nine, which is what I had bargained for, and everybody got hit that. Hey, y'all want to go ahead and cross over to 10? I said, "Oh, yeah, go ahead, man." That's all right, though. I have my best hole on 12, baby. That's
solid right, triple though. Bogey.
Hey, something with it, baby. Might have been a double.
I don't know how we got through that with 13, 14 holes with us four and didn't with limited balls. I don't know how that happened, but we made it. I'm telling you, man, everybody, it is absolutely tremendous out here, man. This is an absolute beautiful getaway. The weather is tremendous. The golf opportunities here are you never have to leave the resort. Grand Traverse Resort and Spa is absolutely beautiful. It's got everything you could possibly want. I brought my wife with me, so she's in the spa right now. We hit the winery this morning, had a little wine tour this morning. And yes, there is a cave at Mari Vineyards where we were. Tremendous place. This is a getaway, man. The views are absolutely beautiful. You're down on these peninsulas and you literally are surrounded by water.
Absolutely.
The view's beautiful. The weather's beautiful. The golf courses are beautiful. This is not just a, hey guys, let's go play golf. That's great if you do, don't get me wrong, but that's not all it is. I mean, this is the ladies out there for ladies trips, the couples out there. My wife's already making plans with a couple of our close family, friends, wives.
In-laws have already talked about making a trip down here.
Yeah. And the thing is, you can't, you 3-4 days, you're not going to run out of things to do, is what I'm telling you. You got the wineries, the amount of wineries.
Shorelines and everything.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. By the way, I just found this out. Grand Traverse Resort and Spa, they've got a private beach and pool. On the bay over here on the lake.
Like you go naked and stuff?
Well, I don't know. No, it's theirs privately. Like the public can't go. Not that you privately can go over there naked if you want to. No, none of that.
Tyler's
but there's
down.
There's a pool there as well. So
always ready to get in that birthday suit.
That's right. That's right, man. T. But here's the deal, everybody out there. You can go to GrandTraversResort.com. That's Grand, obviously. TRAVERSE. resort.com for the actual resort. If you're talking about lodging, it is the premier place in the area. And if you want to just look at everything going on in the city, go to traversecity.com. again, that's TRAVERSE city.com. check it all out. It's a spot, man.
I there's a couple things I want to get to, and while we have Caroline here, who I will talk to, I just want to know, you think I'm gonna get charged for that robe if I take it home with me?
Probably.
Tyler, I've been walking around in that robe, man. They had a robe right on the bed for me.
Resort robes?
Yes, it's a nice one. I've been walking around with that robe and just rolling. I was like, I'm glad my man Aaron was about to come down and bring me some drinks. I said, no, let me come up to you, dog, because I'm just butt-ass naked in this robe.
Strolling around this thing like Rick Ross.
Hey, I left dinner last night, and I just went up and got naked and in the robe. That's what I was in.
Yes, I got the old headshot pick from the sauna today, man. So I got he's been in the sauna already on me. I got to get down in that sauna.
Yeah, I hit the fitness center. No, it was a good time. Tyler, man, a couple of things, man. I was proud of myself. Listen, I ain't gonna lie to you. As I said, man, I probably have hit the driving range once since I've joined working at this station. That's over 5 years. I have not played a round of golf in probably 6. Before COVID is probably the last time I played on a course a round of golf. I think it was in St. Louis. I thought it was going to be like them bros that just walked out there after they saw Tiger for the first time, and they just went to the local
course. Tiger can do it. I can do it.
they went out there and looked the part, but couldn't look like they was out there swinging rakes and shovels as their clubs. I thought it was going to be like that, but I'm not going to lie to you. The boss man settled my nerves because I went through and I'm talking to everybody, and I know Clint plays tournaments. I know he plays. I know Boss Man plays a lot. I know he said he's got a big tournament coming up in 3 weeks. Aaron was thinking about bringing his clubs. He said he's been playing a lot lately. And so, Tyler, I thought this was about to be bad. And I'm just accepting it. But Boss Man went up to that tee that first swing, and he hit that bad boy straight up in the air, and it came right back down to his feet. And then And then Tyler, his second do-over shot, he yanked that bad boy about 56 yards to the left and almost hit those workers. And I said, well, you know what?
I'll be all right.
I'm like, this cat may not be as bad as I know. Now, I will say he came on and clearly showed that he plays often, and he had some really good swings. But that first one just really settled me down. And I ain't gonna lie, I think I had the second best tee shot on the first one.
I think I did. When you ain't real sure about it, somebody else lay side over that tee box, boy, you immediately go.
Oh man,
make you feel a little bit better.
Yeah, man, I'm telling you, Tyler, I felt a lot better about this thing. I'll tell you, man, I had a couple of great shots. I did, man. I can't hit irons worth a damn, Tyler. I will be honest about that. But
well, I had
a tee shot though, baby. That bad boy was up the right side of the fairway and it curved around. That was my moment.
He come around. Ron's just got to get like the club laid on the ground the right way and his setup, his stance a little bit better. His left foot comes off the ground when he backswings kind of deal. So there's a lot of movement there.
Oh, I'm hitting baseball.
I mean, he is anchored down over that thing like he's in a damn near in a three technique. If he put his right hand on the ground, he could come off the ball now. I mean, he is hunkered down on that sucker.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, I got a feeling if we just get, you know, just a stance, grip, and kind of setup, you know, going for him, he's got a real chance.
Tyler, I'm going to be honest with you. You listening, Tyler? I'm concerned. I'm a bit concerned for you, Tyler. I'm not gonna lie to you. All this time, just listening to Tyler, and knowing he played high school golf, and knowing that Tyler has
pride done, of Sterling High School, baby.
There you go. Yeah, I know it. The pride of it, and I know Tyler plays like. In my mind, I want to see this matchup, but I had always...
Wouldn't be much of a matchup.
I had always felt like Tyler was probably... I would give the edge to Tyler. Just, you know, I hadn't seen
Smart
you
man.
All play, but I just... Tyler, listen, I haven't seen you play, so I've watched Clint play. This may be a little bit closer than I thought it would
get
be, Tyler.
The hell out
I'm
of
just
here.
Saying, I, listen,
get the hell out of here.
I'm not going to say that Clint didn't hit any errant shots and have some moments, right?
Plenty.
But, I mean, he found my ball over here. He was clearly the best out of the four.
I know the other three he was playing with. So it's not that impressive.
Tyler's going to beat everybody up on the way by.
I mean... And this wasn't exactly the most impressive foursome I've ever seen.
Aaron did say he played his worst round of golf of his life. That's what he did say.
That's what they always say.
I do.
I hear you,
I believe Aaron was really mad at himself, as he saw a few times. I just know Ron didn't put this one out here a little bit better than I did. I just know he did.
Old Shackopotamus, huh?
I'm just saying, Tyler, I think if you all have a match, this I don't know, man.
I don't know.
He is definitely long off the tee, and I'll say that. And I just
he'll beat me off the tee more times than not, most likely. Like I've always said, but you'll see.
I just listen. I just have a different feel now that I've watched him play. I don't know. I thought you were. I would have.
I'll put
you
your mind at ease the second you see me play.
Maybe I don't know if I ever will or ever see you guys actually play together. But I just will say okay. About midway through, I thought, well, I don't know, Tyler. I don't know what he'd be doing right now. I don't know. Yeah,
I don't think Tyler's ready. I'm just gonna be honest with you.
I just don't.
I don't think so.
I tell y'all, I'm always ready.
If he catches me on a down day, he may have a shot. But if he catches me on a day where I'm seeing it,
it can be the best damn day you've ever had on the links, Dirty. Coming for blood.
I've never wished more that we could have traded places on this trip. I really do. Now, unfortunately, we couldn't. But I've never wished to have been to watch. I would have loved to see what this looks like.
What do you think, T? If you went out there right now, what do you think you safely shoot? If you had to bet on it, what's a good number?
Boston said he shot a 104 today on that. On that Jack Nicklaus course.
Ooh.
He said it's tough.
I mean, you just never know, but if I was just picking a number right now here today where my game's at, I'd be looking at a 90, so low 90s, 90 ideally.
I got it. I got him.
Yeah.
Hell, I thought he was gonna say low 80s or something, 82, maybe 79. I'm thinking, damn, I may over. Nah, I'm good.
Yeah, you're shooting in the 80s, huh, big boy?
Got it.
Hey, Melissa says she's been trying to get a foursome and not trying to be nasty, but she's trying to get a foursome for a while.
Need to get somebody to sponsor this thing and make like a big event for the station here one day if Dirty ever comes out of hiding.
We've been talking about this for 4 years, man. Yeah, but both of y'all hide.
Well, we've built it up. We spent time building it up. If Grand Traverse Resort and Spa wasn't a flight away, we'd probably just do it here.
Should.
You know?
Three courses.
Oh.
Maybe I should avoid that bear, though. That might not be the one. Maybe I'll slide over that wolverine. I'm not sure that. But I'm hearing about the bear. I'm glad I didn't. I would have lost 12 balls out there.
Ah.
If I'd have gone. Hey, by the way, I do, before we jump, there's a lot to get to today. Again, man, Tyler, I know you were there for at least one of those games. The number that the Astros did on the Phillies from a pitching perspective, you can walk into a series and score five runs and sweep the first place Philadelphia Phillies because you don't give up but one run in three games.
Yeah.
That is from Clinton Tyler, from just a regular season perspective, not talking about, you know, what Yordan did in the postseason or what we've seen Altuve do in the postseason, but from a regular season perspective, what the Astros did pitching-wise the last 3 days against that offense. Now, I know Bryce Harper's been injured and he wasn't in the lineup, but, I mean, their top four were 6-46 in this series.
Yeah,
and then, I mean, Kyle Schwarber is still one of the best hitters in the league, and Trey Turner, and Nick Castellanos, and Bohm is having a good bounce back year. They're 6-46. I mean, their starters, Clint, Framber, Gordon, and Diesel. That's starting to feel a little bit better right now. I'm feeling a little bit better about that.
I didn't like Diesel, but I'll be honest with you. I didn't like it at all.
When he had that issue with the Angels.
Bingo.
Yep.
I was big game Hunter Brown, 10 out of 10. But once he bowed his neck and came downhill off the mound at a hitter trying to stare him down, I said, yeah, Diesel may fit.
Yeah, he is. Aggressive. Yeah. But they go 19 innings, 0 earned runs, 16 Ks to 4 walks. And mind you, Framber had 4 walks in his start, so he's the only one who gave up walks, and then the bullpen, for the most part, shut him down too. That yesterday was absolutely. These 3 games was insane, Clint, what they did pitching wise.
Well, they got 15 games left for the All-Star break, and I mentioned it before this series that the 18 games remaining was going to tell us a lot about the Astros. Not only were we going to get a lot of I think updates on guys potentially coming back, the Lance McCullers, obviously Yordan Alvarez, a couple of different Spencer Arrighetti. We were going to get a lot of information, I would think, update wise on those guys, and they should be getting a lot closer to coming back. But we were going to play significantly better talent, and I think with the Astros, the question was, could these young guys? I shouldn't say young guys, because the Peñas and Paredes and Hunter Brown and Fromm, those guys aren't old, but could the team, as it's structured right now with all the injuries, could they continue to overcome and really excel through these injuries versus better opponents?
But they were going to have to step into new roles now,
sure,
because they were asked to be the Brickman and the Tuckers.
Absolutely,
now.
Yeah. You got Jake Myers hitting the top 4 and 5 hitters.
Nobody asked
you got Cam
that.
Smith hitting.
Nobody asked aggressive. Jake just. No one said go be Brickman, but Jake said okay, but I will.
Yeah, I mean, it's just. And so anyway, we're 3 games into that 18 game run to the All-Star break. And you swept one of the best teams in baseball. And you did it in a fashion that's very believable, because it wasn't like all of a sudden you went and scored 9 runs and the wheels came off of Zach Wheeler. No, Zach Wheeler went out there and pitched really well. Suarez went out there and pitched really well. And you found a way to win games, and you found a way to win games with not only your big name guys that you come to expect it from, getting hits, timely hits, as well as pitching big time. But those youngsters chipped in along the way as well. So I know they didn't score a lot of runs, but I do think there's a lot to take away from those three. That's sweep of the Phillies. I think that was as close to playoff baseball as this team has seen this year.
That pitching is crazy. All right, as we continue here live on the drive from Traverse City, Michigan, enjoying ourselves. We'll let you know a lot more about this. By the way, if you're coming from anywhere, they got 29 stop flights in 20 cities here, man, that you can hit this up. So wherever you're coming from, from Delta to United, American, whoever, whatever airline you want to use, they have that for you to get here and enjoy this little piece of heaven right here in northern Michigan. Coming up, some news with the Rockets. Some news with the Rockets from one of their young players. We'll push that across to you. And one of those guys are coming to town. Kyle
coming
Tucker.
To Traverse City?
No, he's not coming to Traverse
City. Oh,
but he is. Kyle Tucker Houston, is coming to Houston.
I wonder if he's ever been here.
We'll figure that out coming up next right here live on the track.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents live from the Grand Traverse Resort and Spa in Traverse City, Michigan. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That's right. Welcome back. I don't know.
That's what the whites used to do.
Thanks, Tyler. I don't know why it comes out like that. But that's right. We are live here back here in Traverse City, Michigan. And it's been a great time. You'll get to learn a lot more as we will be joined by the communications manager of the Grand Traverse Resort and Spa, Caroline Rizzo. She'll join us coming up here in just a minute, and she will let you know even more about everything you can experience here. And she's forceful. I will let you know. We've got Samuel Jackson, the negotiator. She is part two. I mean, I've never just been talked into a facial and a pedicure so quick. I mean, it was quick. I don't know how it was a real bargaining tool. I had to trade a pedicure for her to come talk to us. So she'll join us coming up next. Clint, I did want to run this past everybody here. According to Kelly Eiko of The Athletic, who covers the Rockets, he has a report out that the Rockets' third-year wing, Cam Whitmore, has been the subject of a number of trade discussion in recent days. The situation is best to be described as fluid right now. So Cam Whitmore, he is an interesting character when it comes to Rocket fans. I understand it. He is ultra talented. You know, he is somebody when you see him on the floor, when he has gotten opportunities, he has put up numbers and produced, right, and can score and is athletic as hell. But there's clearly something between him and Udoka that prevents him from being a part of the rotation. Like he doesn't get on the team, and it seems to baffle a lot of Rocket fans. We get a lot of like, what changes can they make, or who could take a jump? And a lot of people will bring up Cam Whitmore. And my thought is always like, Cam's got to be able to get on the floor right now. Like, and, you know, they struggled scoring at times last year. Like, they had guards who struggled at times, and Cam Whitmore wasn't able to get on the floor. So this, to me, is not surprising that he is potentially in trade talks, because it just doesn't seem that, for whatever reason, his get down, you know, kind of jives with what Udoka's looking for.
Yeah, look, I think there's several layers to this. If we're just talking basketball, I just don't know what Cam brings to the table. Like, I don't know what Cam brings to the table. Like, what position does he play? What does he? And now I know we've seen him be like this. I mean, he's obviously a freak and a super athlete that can go get a bucket. But it's this team doesn't need Cam Whitmore, the seventh, eighth, or ninth guy on the bench, to be a guy that's going to play enough. In extended, when we're blowing somebody out, or it's a game that doesn't matter, or he gets extended play, the athleticism pops up, right? But with this team, and it seems like with Udoka, it seems like guys are a little bit more position specific, if you will. And so you look at what the team needs, and does the team really need a guy sitting at the end of the bench that really, outside of the athletic ability to just get the ball in his hands and go get buckets and almost play iso ball, you know, where does that fit in with this team? It seems like Udoka, especially when you've got Kevin Durant and you've got Amen Thompson, who's doing that in the first wave. It's like I don't know where he fits. I don't know when he gets in the game. I don't know what role he plays. If he's going to play off of a true point guard, he's not going to have the ball in his hands enough to go get to do what it is that he feels comfortable doing. And then on the flip side of that, I think you're right. I think there's something, whether it's the, like, he just doesn't want to understand that it's more, basketball has to be
you
more.
You know what it is, Clint. You're saying it. Like, someone texted in, he's a walking bucket. But that seems to, like, when I watch Cam, and you're right, the times he generally comes in is when they're completely resting guys. I remember a game late in the season against the Lakers. They were just resting everybody, and he really, you know, went off. Or late is Russ coming in. He's coming in to score.
Coming in hot. Absolutely.
Like, he's coming in to score. And, like, I know I've joked that, let Cam get in there 15 minutes. He's going to get up 11.
Yeah.
He's going to get up 11, 12 shots. And that does seem to be his objective when he's coming in. And if you can understand Udoka, and we see that, like, there, where your place is on the team, it's got to be more than just coming in and getting buckets. Like,
it's got to be some level. I mean, anybody, though, Ron, any team. I agree. I think Udoka is definitely this way. But, like, any team, if you're going to be a contributing factor in that 7, 8, 9 spot, like, you got to know, when I put you in a game, I'm getting long range shooting. When I put you in a game, I'm getting a backup point guard. When I put you in a game, I'm getting somebody that can facilitate, or I'm going double big and I'm going to switch the lineup up. And I look at Cam, and I love Cam, and I love the way he plays the game and how aggressive he is. I'll be honest with you.
There are times where I'm like, I'd like to see a little bit more of him.
Yeah, absolutely. What's not to like when you're a fan and you're just watching a guy when he does get minutes? And nobody's more popular than the backup quarterback when he gets in and he plays well, and then all of a sudden, you know, and he plays one game, and then he sits on the bench, and now everybody wants him to be the starter, right? But he strikes me as a guy that is like, Ime Udoka wants to see him develop and understand that it's more than just being aggressive and getting buckets, and that'll allow him to slide into some kind of specific role. And they've been patient with him, they've given him opportunities, and for whatever reason, he doesn't seem to be a guy that either gets it or wants to take that next step. And so
I think what most people see, they see the scoring.
Sure.
And I bet you, I would bet if Udoka and the staff was, you know, and behind closed doors, clearly there is something that he is doing in the other spots of the game where they're like, I can't have him out there.
Yeah, no question.
Defensive issues, and you know that's not going to fly with Udoka for the most part. Defensive issues.
It's interesting because you look at, like, Jalen Green, and I think Jalen was trying. I think Jalen was trying to read the defenses and facilitate, if you will, and he just struggled doing it at times. He even self-admittedly, said that. So it seems like Cam is one that just refuses to even try. He's gonna give me 5 minutes? Well, I'm gonna get buckets in.
Yes.
And I don't think that's going to sit well. I don't think it ever has sat well with Ime Udoka.
Yeah. All right, coming up, as we continue live. We'll talk to Caroline, who will get you even more information. I'm telling you guys, you've been hearing from us. This is definitely a trip you need to make, and it is all there right from Houston, right to Traverse City, Michigan, just over 2 hours. You can do it. You'll learn more as Caroline Rizzo joins us coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents live from the Grand Traverse Resort and Spa in Traverse City, Michigan. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, that's right. Welcome back as we are, again, as you heard the big voice man say, live here from Traverse City, Michigan. And as we've talked to you here in the first hour, we have absolutely enjoyed our little over 24 hours here. Everything that we have been told, we are seeing and experiencing. And we're trying to get you guys to make that decision to come out there. I see some people on the text line already asking a lot of questions about it, looking at it. Some people who have on the YouTube and Twitch who have been out here and have also attested to the beauty of what it is out here. We are now joined by communications manager for the Grand Traverse Resort and Spa, Caroline Rizzo. She joins us. And first off, we appreciate you guys have really taken care of us here. And this is great as you have sold it to us. And just to kind of let people know a little bit more about what you guys all have going on around here.
Well, I was down with you guys in Houston in April.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And we planned this whole trip and talked all about it. I can't believe it's already here. And you guys are actually with us broadcasting from
right.
Traverse City.
That's right.
It's awesome. And you did it. You did the nonstop flight on United from Houston to Cherry Capital Airport right here in Traverse City. And then our favorite line, and you lived it yesterday evening, from runway to fairway in less than 30 minutes. And you were on T1 of the Wolverine. Playing a pretty good game of golf last night.
I think we could have done it a little quicker.
I don't know.
You probably could.
I mean, there's a tad bit of traffic coming through the small homey town here and kind of coming through. There's a small bit of traffic, so that may swing you 5 minutes or so. But it legitimately 30 minutes you can be on the fairway. Now you got it. You need to make sure you got your golf shoes handy. You got to make sure you get your golf clubs at the court. At the airport.
That's not hard for a golfer to do. Always ready.
That's right. That's right. Yes. You stay ready. I know all the golfers out there going, "Hey man, shut up and get back to this." We know how to do this. But just letting you know, here at Traverse City, you can absolutely make that happen.
Yeah, and the resort here is amazing. Everything to offer. I went down to the fitness area and worked out there, but they've got tennis courts. They've got your racquetball that you're trying to pick up. They've got
pickleball, bro. Pickleball.
Oh, you're pickleball. I'm sorry. No, that's right. Cal is a kick-ass
He's a kick-ass racquetball player.
Right. But I mean, the amenities here are amazing, and this is, if you're gonna find somewhere to stay here in Traverse City, Michigan, this is absolutely the spot, because everything is top-notch.
Well, look at how you guys have spent your day. There's five of you up here, and everyone has had a different experience today.
That's right.
Someone was out on the golf course first thing this morning. Others were down in the health club utilizing the fitness studios, checking out the indoor pools, the tennis and pickleball courts, then totally getting that wellness experience by relaxing and decompressing in the sauna. We were out on Old Mission Peninsula, which is about a 20 to 30 minute drive here from the resort out into beautiful Traverse City wine country, experiencing all of the wine and estate grown vineyards and that experience here. And now we're back here down by the golf course at the clubhouse, getting ready later to go have a great dinner up on the 16th floor overlooking Old Mission Peninsula, the golf courses, and everything you guys got to experience today. And then we've got someone, of course, relaxing in the spa for about 3 hours right now. Yeah. So all of that happening in one day, totally different experiences for everyone. And I think that's the best part.
The different experience, Clint, that's what has jumped out to me is, you know, for us, you know, hey, we got guys that we could bring out here and have, you know, a guys weekend out here. But we also have families where we have kids and stuff. It's everybody under the same roof. I'm seeing families with kids, and I'm seeing guy groups. I'm seeing ladies who we almost hit on the course yesterday. I'm seeing, like, it is. That's the part, is you're able to kind of bring all of those different
groups together and be able to enjoy themselves here.
And you guys asked me about that. You're like, well, who's here right now? Yeah. Because you are. You're noticing all of that. Well, we're heading into the 99th National Cherry Festival. So it's one of our biggest parties and biggest events and celebrations up here in Traverse City for the summer, plus 4th of July. So right now, you've got your families, your vacationers, people from all over the state of Michigan, other nearby states and parts of the country, people from all over the country looking to take those nonstop flights and fly into Traverse City and experience it maybe for the first time, or it's become a tradition for their families. So that's what you're going to get right now. But I've also met a guy who's here on a bachelor party from Louisville. There's golf groups coming in from Arizona, Florida, and other areas of Texas like Dallas. So you've got that. And then for us, though, a lot of other times of the year, we're the largest conference center. Now, would you be so bored if you had to come up here for a work conference? There's no way. Not when you have all this at your fingertips.
You know what I think is really cool, because like Ron said, whether I got a bunch of buddies that we golf from time to time, I got a big family, I've got obviously my immediate family with kids, young kids. What I think is really cool about this as a getaway destination, again, whether you're doing it with family, kids, no kids, guys, girls, whatever it is there is a real small town, slow motion, easy going, easy to navigate.
Relax.
I mean, that is all just, to me, when we were first talking about this place, I was like, boy, I guess that's a hustle bustle, man. There's a lot going on up there. It's got to be. And it's not. It's just so easy. So feels like home, good people, slower motion, relaxed. It's to bottle all the way y'all bottled all that up into one big, experience is pretty cool.
That's totally it. I mean, we're up here every day living life like we're on vacation. But yeah. That's just, I mean, it's true. We talk about that all the time. Even my days at work, it doesn't feel like work. You're just in this beautiful area of the country with so many different experiences and things to do. It can feel like there's a lot and there's that hustle and bustle, but then there's just that slower lifestyle of wanting to be at the lake, wanting to be out on the golf course where it's more peaceful and quiet, or the trails out we have up here, whether you're biking or hiking or on a nice run along the water, that peace and quiet. But then you get into downtown and you have the restaurant scene, the craft brewery scene, the events, and especially right now with the Cherry Festival coming up, the live music and the fireworks shows and everything for the 4th of July. And just so many fun things like that happening, but you've got your little pockets of peace too around here.
For speaking directly to our audience in Houston, one thing that's really cool. I was trying to explain to Caroline earlier. Like I live on the bay on the east side of Houston, which is not what I would consider a pretty bay. Now it's a bay, it's waterfront, but I wouldn't consider it pretty. You know, you get here, the views everywhere you go. Obviously, there's none better than the Grand Traverse Resort and Spa, but the views here everywhere you go. The two different peninsulas, you're surrounded by just unbelievable views that I don't know. I just encourage everybody to strongly consider this place, because it's different. It's beautiful. It's been a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to, my wife and I are going to, again, thanks to you guys, we're taking tomorrow and kind of getting out of the resort and seeing some of the different attractions around the city,
I'll be the third wheel.
Oh, you want to go?
You've got Ron with you.
We'll see how you act the rest of the show, and we may get you.
I'm gonna see if Aaron want to hit up one of these distilleries tomorrow. I'm gonna see that.
Oh my gosh, the scenes up here for craft beer, locally made and grown and made wine, which you got to taste some of today, Clint. Mm-hmm. Plus, then the distillers. It's insane what you can come up here and do. And you could come up multiple times a year, different seasons throughout the year, and experience something different and make it a whole different kind of trip every single time.
So specifically, because as you said, you guys were just up in Houston. It felt like just weeks ago. You were just in Houston, so you've experienced that. I know you got some kind of ties, Arkansas and that part of the country. You know that area. What is it for people in Houston that, coming here, that just says, this is why you got to do this. This is everything that you will get coming from Houston in particular to here in Traverse City?
It's that Midwest hospitality, that slow down and just enjoy what's happening in the moment lifestyle. Take a deep breath, fresh air, fresh beaches, fresh water, And then also, I think as you've experienced, a lot of extra daylight and cooler temperatures.
Oh, great call, Carol. We hadn't even talked about, I was sitting over here going, yeah, and it's easy to get here on the direct flight, but you start bringing up the temperature, and I know there's a lot.
That's a big one.
Look, I'll be honest with you, like I'm one that, now I'm getting a little bit older, and I'm not out in it as much. Like the heat had never really bothered me, right? But my father-in-law, for instance, is a guy like loves to play golf, but he's like, I'm not teeing off. If I can't tee off before 9 a.m., I'm not teeing off in Texas, period. Right, so I mean, this just, if you're one of those guys that the heat does bother you, or maybe the heat doesn't bother you, but you want to be able to play 36 plus holes in a day throughout the entire day, you can do it here without you know, absolutely killing yourself. But the weather, and then I'm gonna tell you, man, I don't know how many golfers out there, how many guys out there are similar to me, but I absolutely love being on the golf course in the evening time.
Yes.
And it seems like y'all's evening time just goes on and on and on and on.
There are moments
like
in the summer.
It's like 9:30 and it's light.
It's still light out. Yes. You can play until 10 o'clock at night, which is awesome. And then there's times here where we've got live music happening back here at the Grill when you're coming off the golf course. We've got great food and outdoor dining options. So you can get on the golf course as early as about 6 a.m. in the summer and come off as late as 10 p.m. at times in the summer. And so you do get people, especially here at the resort. We have three golf courses all out of one central clubhouse. So whether you're playing Jack Nicklaus's The Bear, Gary Player's The Wolverine, or William Newcomb's Spruce Run, you're in and out of the same clubhouse, which makes it so convenient because it's a one-stop shop. And you do get a lot of golfers who come back in and go, can I get a replay and go back out to another course now? And they will easily do those 36 holes in a day with, you know, maybe a little lunch break in between here at the Grill, sitting out on the patio. But that's what's so great about that early morning dawn and sunlight, and then that really late sunset through. It's not even evening, it's nighttime when that sun's going down.
And if you go to, if you're from a lodging perspective, if you stay at Grand Traverse Resort and Spa, you literally can walk to the clubhouse. They got golf carts, they've got vans that can bring you down here as well, but you literally I would urge you to leave the resort at some point in time. There's
absolutely
so much going on. But you literally, for the golfers out there that you're coming just to golf, you literally do not have to get in your vehicle. You do not have to leave the resort again if you just want to come down here and play as many holes of golf as you possibly can.
Everything's right on property. Or, again, we've got people who will take you there down here to the clubhouse, our private beach and pool along East Grand Traverse Bay. They'll take you over there. And then Turtle Creek Casino. Fun doesn't have to stop when the sun goes down.
Don't mention that to my wife. We're going to end up over there.
She already knows. By the way,
I miss my tea time in the morning, Caroline.
We got questions. We got questions on the text line here. What's the fishing like? Can you fish up here?
Yes. I'll show you guys some pictures. Charter fishing.
I ate whitefish today.
You did. You had whitefish today. That is right from the Great Lakes. So state of Michigan, surrounded by five beautiful freshwater lakes. We're the Great Lakes state. So the whitefish, absolutely incredible. Salmon, trout. I have caught some pretty big salmon before right here out on East Bay, the bay we drove around multiple times today that you stare out of from your room. The charter fishing boats are awesome. And same thing, they're out really early in the morning at like that 6 a.m. time. So you're catching the sunrise. The water's all still. You've got so much space out on the lake to have a lot of boats out there. And everyone is just reeling in fish. And they are monsters.
Yeah.
So then you're cutting up that salmon. You're taking that freshwater salmon home to grill up and have for dinner. Freeze it if you want to savor it all summer long. But then same thing going out in the evening. You can be out there till 9:30 at night, just reeling in salmon and trout and fresh whitefish. It's incredible what you can do out there. And you can even go a step further and head a little further west up here and actually go out on Lake Michigan. So I'm talking about just being on the bays that are right here in Traverse City where there's awesome fishing all summer. But you go out onto Lake Michigan, onto the big lake, you are really enjoying some nice fish.
So for everybody out there, it's not if you come, it's when you come and how long are you going to stay here.
Exactly.
That's ultimately, well, now that we've told them all about it, Caroline, what is the best place for everybody out there to go to find the information that they need to make these trips happen?
If you want to book your room and your golf tee times, your spa appointments, your dining, all of just your basic travel plans right here at the resort, just go to GrandTraversResort.com, and then you can book your flights right into Cherry Capital Airport, TVC. And if you're just looking for everything happening in Traverse City around this whole area, TraverseCity.com is your home for everything that's going on up
and
here.
Travers, by the way, Grand is pretty simple for most listeners out there. TRAVERSE, GrandTraversResort.com or Travis City, TraversCity.com.
All right, we appreciate it. I'm a little nervous about this pedicure that
he's down here in open-toed shoes talking about he's worried about his pedicure.
He's going to be sitting there with a robe on and a warm neck wrap, and you'll be
secure with my manhood,
it.
Caroline. Ron's got pretty feet.
Yeah. You're going to be.
Ron's got pretty feet, man.
I'm sorry. I know we have a guest here, but don't call my feet pretty.
I'm just telling you.
Don't tell me. Let
me take these steel-toed Jordans off and show you what you're up against over here.
Coming up next as we continue here live, are you starting to get that World Series feeling from your Astros? We'll discuss that next as we continue live right here on The Drive.